Good evening with the KMXT Evening Report. I'm Mike Wall. More than one in four Kodiak residents are not getting a paycheck due to the partial government shutdown that has forced many federal and Coast Guard employees to stay home or work without pay. That figure comes from Alaska Senior Senator Lisa Murkowski, who spoke this week on the Senate floor to let Americans and fellow senators know how hard the shutdown is hurting Alaska's communities and the Coast Guard here. Sarah Phillips is the Community Relations Director at the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. She says more than 30 local businesses are pitching in to help federal workers and Coast Guard families during this period of payless paydays. Some are offering discounts on services, and some are donating to local food banks, including a new one set up on base specifically to cover the shutdown. Phillips spoke with KMXT's Maggie Wall.
This impact that the partial federal shutdown is really hitting Kodiak, because when you look at the numbers that Senator Murkowski gave us, they're substantial. The number of people in town that are directly not working, not just Coast Guard.
Exactly. 27% almost are not getting paychecks right now. So some of those are working and not allowed to get paychecks, and others are furloughed. You know, they're at home and can't get another job.
And so people in town, the local businesses, have really stepped up, you said.
They have, just in a huge way. Our local businesses are either offering discounts on our services, IOUs so that you can pay when you get paid. They are offering 0% interest in some cases on different things. Again, severe discounts or even free items. Harborside Coffee doing free coffee this morning. King's Diner has been doing IOUs and free meals. Monk's Rock is offering 50%, and that's all just this morning.
Oh, additions this morning, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then some of the, I think of people when you're in a situation when you're not getting paid, the big concern, I think, would be, one, feeding your family, especially if you have kids and babies, and two, how to pay the bills. And so some of those things are being addressed already.
Right, exactly. A significant portion of those things are being addressed. We have a lot of food banks around town. We have one on base. We have one at the Salvation Army. We have one at the Kodiak Baptist Mission. And I believe there's one out in Bell's Flats that I could share some information on if anyone's interested. And the one on base is open to all Kodiak units. It's open to all their members and dependents and all the Coast Guard employees that have been furloughed. You don't have to be married. You don't have to have children. There is no guilt associated with this. And it's at 101A Polaris Avenue. And again, it's completely anonymous. We're encouraging it.
Basically, it's that house right there on the corner across from the clinic and the ball field.
Right, exactly. That white quadplex on the corner.
That first one.
These services and this food is there for you because the community wants to help. The businesses want to help return the help that you've given them in the past. As far as credit cards, paying bills, things like that, there are so many different companies stepping up. And I would just encourage everyone to reach out to their lenders and their creditors and work with them on an individualized plan. I know our local Wells Fargo has stepped up. I know that Alaska Airlines, Bank of America credit cards are stepping up. Those are just the two that I'm aware of. I know there are many more.
Right. And then the national ones, they probably, at least one would hope, would be reasonable because we're not the only ones.
Exactly.
That's the thing. You're with all these other people across the country. So it's worth the effort to call them. Or what I've learned when I am dealing with something that upsets me, ask your friend to call for you because they're not personally involved and they won't get all upset like you would.
Absolutely. There are just so many resources out there and ways that people are ready to help and just go for it. Try it.
That was the Chamber of Commerce's Sarah Phillips speaking with KMXT's Maggie Wall. We have a link on our website, kmxt.org, to the Chamber's Facebook page, where they are keeping an updated listing of all the businesses and discounts being offered to local workers being hurt by the federal government shutdown and the loss of paychecks.